Sports Radio, combined with Harness Racing New South Wales, brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
And as we go to Chris Barsby, that 25% share in Worcester Gear with just under six and a half hours to go is still sitting on $280,000. Morning, Chris. How are you?
Sean, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone. And we're on countdown now because the new Grand Circuit season officially starts this Saturday night. It's going to be an exciting period. There's no doubt about it. And the big race that kicks off the new season is the Victoria Cup, proudly sponsored by Pride's Easy Feed, taking place at Tabcorp Park, Melton, this Saturday night. The barrier draw conducted last night, all important because it looks really open. And the barrier draw has certainly made sure it's going to be a very competitive race and a very much talked about a race. And just looking at the field right now, we've got Colt 31 Gate 1, Cash and Flow 2, Tam Major 3, Buster Brady 4, Code Black 5, San Carlo 6, Rapper's Delight 7. That's the front line. Second row runners, Bling It On 8, Shadow Sacks 9, The Emergency Can't Refuse 10, Cruise Bromac 11, My Kiwi Mate 12, Alter Orlando 13. New South Wales strongly represented here through the stables of Craig Cross and Luke McCarthy. Cash and Flow, Bling It On, and Alter Orlando. And looking at it now, since the barrier draw was conducted last night, the Interstate Invasion has certainly come up trumps. And to talk more about the Victoria Cup, we're joined by Tab's Adam Hamilton. I'm sure he's very much looking forward to this big race this weekend, and he's online with us now. Adam, good morning. Appreciate the time.
Oh, absolute pleasure, Chris. Love this race and love how quickly it's come together without any Kiwi flavour to be a deserved Group 1 open class race to kick off the season. We know opinions divided on, you know, whether this is the right time slot for the Victoria Cup, but I've got to say this is going to be a fantastic contest. Great to see such strong interstate flavour in the race. It surprised me in a pleasant way that Colt 31's made the trip down just second up from a spell, and boy, oh boy, it's looking like an inspired move now he's drawn the ace.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Firstly, Tiger Tara, defending champion, not there. And as you outlined, there's no Kiwis. But this is the best of the best that we have available at our fingertips right now. Colt 31, due to fly out of Brisbane tonight. He lands the inside. And as I said, it's really favoured the Interstate Invasion. Colt 31 and the three runners from the Craig Cross stable, they were the big winners last night with the barrier draw.
Yeah, no question about it. And it was interesting how it unfolded because I must say, and I'm not saying one of these two will win, but I feel the absolute proven class runners in the race are Colt 31 and Bling It On, and to a lesser extent, San Carlo and Cruise Bromac, obviously, from a Victorian point of view. But as it unfolded, you knew there was some beautiful draws left, and both Colt 31 and Bling It On were yet to come out. And then that decisive moment when there was barriers 1 and 5 left, Code Black, Colt 31, Code Black gets 5, Colt 31 gets barrier 1, totally reshapes the market. He's no absolute moral. He's still a horse on the rise, but gee, he's got options from there, hasn't he? And I would say the most logical of them would be to get out as quick as he can and then probably take the trail on Cash and Flow, who was so good last week, but stretches out an extra 500 metres this week and will cop a lot more pressure in front. Colt 31 just coiled up behind him and waiting for the sprint lane. It looks an attractive option, particularly second up from a break.
Tell me this, when the price assessors were framing that market following the barrier draw, Cash and Flow, was he originally installed the favourite?
Yeah, he was. He went up about, I think, $3.20 straight after the draw, and Colt 31 at about $3.80. And then, you know, not big money, but some of the more sort of tuned-in money or smart money, if you like, started coming straight away for Colt 31. So the market was quickly adjusted. Within minutes, they were into equal favourites. And then within about 10 minutes, Colt 31 was into outright favourite at the $3.50, and Cash and Flow was out to $3.80. As great as he was last week, Cash and Flow, and I'm not saying he can't win this week, but it'll be a very different race this week. And $22.40, there's horses like San Carlo, Buster Brady, you know, and others that simply have to get into the race and make it genuinely run. we saw how genuinely run the Kilmore Cup was when San Carlo was first up outside the leader. So I'm tipping track record stuff, and the horses getting the economical runs, which from the draw are most likely Colt 31 and Bling It On, just needing to get into daylight at the right time, Chris.
Okay. Now, Luke McCarthy showed his hand before the barrier draw, electing to drive Bling It On in preference to both Cash and Flow, Alter Orlando. Now the draw's come out. Do you think he sits comfortably with that call?
Look, I think he does, because he knows he's on a horse who's been in this dance on the bigger stage before. And you've spoken to him, no doubt, a number of times in this comeback campaign of Bling It On. I was blown away by how positive he was about the horse before that first up run and win at Menangle. He spoke like the horse was as good as he'd ever been, you know, even winning Hunter Cups and being unlucky in Inter-Dominion finals and the like. And the horse delivered on that. It looked as sharp and as exciting as I've ever seen Bling It On. That timeout must have done him the world of good. And the other thing, realistically, Chris, these are a nice, even, emerging bunch of open-class horses, but this crop is not a patch on the horses that Bling It On was racing at his best. And I speak of, you know, Lazarus, Lenny the Shark, Smolder, and he wasn't just good enough to compete with him, he could beat them. So if he'd come back even as good as that, he's got to be the horse to beat in all these races, but most likely he'll be three back on the marker pegs and he'll need daylight at the right time, won't he?
Yeah, no doubt about that. A hypothetical one. Colt 31 was beaten first up last week at Albion Park. If he had won that race and then draws barrier one for Saturday night, what sort of price would we have been looking at?
Probably $2.50 or something, wouldn't we? So, but how much do you read into that race? I watch a lot of Albion Park. You do as well. Those sprint races are so lethally dictated by on-pace horses in tactically run races. It was a brilliant front-running drive. He pinched a walking second quarter, scorched home. Colt 31 had to try and make up a lot of ground on him. There's nothing wrong with his times. There's nothing wrong with the way he hit the line. And Grant Dixon's always been an open group. As fast as he is, Colt 31, he's a better horse over distance than he is in sprint races. I would have been even more confident if this was 2,700 rather than 2,200, but it's not. He's drawn beautifully. Maybe 2,200 is ideal, just second up from this little break. People are making too much of the fact that he's second up from a spell. Do we even call it a spell? I mean, he produced a career-best performance in late July. It's not as if he's been in the paddock for a long time.
Here's one thing to ponder, though, with Colt 31. Only two Queensland-trained horses have won the Victoria Cup, and this race was first staged back in 1974. Black's a Fake and Be Good Johnny. Ultimately, the two best horses the Sunshine State has ever produced. Has he got to take his game to another level on Saturday night again?
When you look at that, you'd say yes. Yeah. But what I'd say is, and people get a bit agitated or offended when I say this, but the bar is not set massively high in our open class ranks at the moment. There's no megastar that these horses have got to take on. We saw last year that Tiger Tara got in the zone and just freight trained his way through all the races, but there is no dominant horse. There may be in 4 or 5 months' time. If you said there was a dominant horse, it would be Spankham in New Zealand at the moment, and he's obviously not in this Victoria Cup. So we're finding our way in the open class ranks, and it's a great time for an emerging, relatively young horse like Colt 31 to be stepping into the big league, particularly when he's got a draw like this. And let's not forget, he's travelled really well in the past. He's been to Melton and he's won a Group 1 race already. So, and the other thing is people saying that, you know, is he ready second up? You know better than I do that Grant Dixon never gets the credit on a national stage he deserves to get. He's as good a trainer as there is anywhere in Australasia, and he would not be leaving home for a race like this unless he had the horse spot on, would he?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give punters one tip. I've never seen him look better. When he paraded last Saturday night, I think that's the best I've ever seen him look. He looks fully matured. He looks fit. He's a ball of muscle, and he'll shake the life out of this race on Saturday night. Right now with Tab, 350. Cash and Flow, 380. Bling It On, 460. San Carlo, 850. Cruise Bramac, $10. One final one. Who's your tip? Who takes home the big bucks?
Yeah, I've got to go with Colt 31 from the draw. I think the draws are really, really decisive. I think in the times they're going to run and the sectional times they're going to probably do the last 1,200 metres in, horses off the marker pegs are going to find it really hard. Colt 31 and Bling It On are arguably the two best horses in the race, and they're both going to be on the marker peg. So for me, Colt 31, but a massive, massive danger, Bling It On. You almost expect that Luke McCarthy will just find a way to get daylight. He does that, doesn't he? He's such a great driver.
Yeah, there's no better race driver than Luke McCarthy. And you can back both right now. $350.60, Colt 31, Bling It On, $460, $1.90 the place. Can't wait for Saturday night. It starts off the new Grand Circuit season. Adam Hamilton, can't wait for the coverage. It's going to be a cracker on Saturday night.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. I'm gonna have a rare night off and leave it over to the young stars of Sky in Jason Bonington and your own Brittany Graham, and Gareth Hall will be joining them there on Saturday night as well. So really looking forward to it. And as you said, it's the start of an exciting time. We roll on into New Zealand Cup and into Dominions in the like just around the corner.
Yeah, it's going to be here before you know it. As always, Adam, appreciate the time.
Anytime, Chris.
There's Adam Hamilton joining us from TAB. So that comes through on Saturday night at Melton. It's race 8, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Saving Time. And Cash and Flow, gate 2. Bling It On, 8. And Alter Orlando, the outside of the second row, gate 13. Just in some quick news, Lazarus has a full brother. That was delivered in the past 48 hours. So a full brother to Lazarus. It's the first time that Bethany, the mother of Lazarus, has been covered by Better's Delight. And by all accounts, a cracking type. So it remains to be seen whether or not that colt is destined for the yearling sales, so we'll watch with interest over the next couple of months. But very exciting news from New Zealand just coming through in the past 48 hours. We've got harness racing at Bathurst tonight. Our Uncle Sam was back at the trials last night, looked good. So he's continuing his campaign towards New Zealand Cup and the Inter Dominion. And Emilio Rosati, who's got Lily Stride going to that big trot race on Saturday night at Melton, trialled yesterday, trialled well. He secured her half-brother at the Lexington sales last week, I think 200k US. He forked out for a colt by Southwind Frank. So we'll watch with interest to see what name he comes up with that colt. Sean, that is On the Pace for this Wednesday. We'll be back next week, and Mark McNamara will be back on air with you tomorrow morning.
Good on you, Chris. Sterling performance. Chris Marsby there on the pace.